You will hear an interview with a young singer-songwriter called Marcus Bushell.
Today, I'm talking to the young singer-songwriter Marcus Bushell, who's just appeared on the music scene. Marcus, have you always been able to sing?
Well, I began aged 8, but I also took piano lessons. I enjoyed both, so I wasn't sure what direction I'd be heading in. Colleagues today tell me they were singing and dancing in shows from the age of 5, but I was never like that. It was always the music I loved, not the idea of being on stage.
Then, aged 14, you won a school talent competition.
That's right. I had only just started writing songs. It was my first time in front of an audience. I got really nervous when I heard I wasn't allowed to play the piano in the show. But actually, it really made me focus on the song itself and what the words meant. I think that's why I won.
So did you train as a singer?
Yes, I did a course at a singing academy. I was still at school, so I did it in the holidays. I didn't think they'd accept me, but I was wrong. Voice training's very important. It allows you to discover what your voice can do and try different styles, but you also learn how to look after it.
As a teenager, did you ever think of joining a band?
I did sometimes sing with a band in those days, and I do like the teamwork it involves, and the sound's great. But it's a lot easier as a soloist. You only have to depend on yourself. I'm quite a shy person, naturally, so I wouldn't want to take the lead. And people expect that of the singer in the band.
So, how did you get to meet the singer, Steffi Phlox?
It was luck, really. My dad saw her on TV talking about the record label she started for new talent. So he sent off some recordings he'd made of my songs. I never dreamt she'd be interested. But she called me for an audition, and I've now signed a recording contract with her.
So what advice would you give to young musicians out there?
I meet lots of people who say, oh, I like music, but my studies are more important. Perhaps it's something I'll take up later. To the talented ones, I'd say, sure, not many people make it to the top in the music business, but if you don't try, you'll never know what you're capable of.